Welcome to the opening session of this year's Meisterklasse. I'm Bernd Giesen, and in a way, I'm the host of this Meisterklasse. As most of you will know, the Konstanzer Meisterklasse is an innovative format of international convention that allows a selected group of international young scholars to meet, to listen to, or to be commented by famous scholars from the humanities and social sciences. Mary Douglas, Clifford Geertz, Lord Dragendorf, Schmuel Eisenstadt, Thomas Ruckmann, Reinhard Koselleck, Sigmund Baumann, Jan Assmann, to name just a few of these impressive scholars. This year we are fortunate enough to have the ethnologist Frederick Barth, the sociologist Thomas Ruckmann, and the philosopher John Searle as masters. As you know from the sound of this name, these are truly magistral figures and towering scholars in their domain. But it's not only the fame of these names that make for the attractiveness of this meeting. It is also the international flavor of the group. This year, the 25 fellows represent 9 different nations. The success of past Meisterklassen resulted not only from the generational distance between the masters and the fellows, but also from the often exhaustive intensity of debates that continued in the evening after the scheduled lectures and seminars were finished. Gerald Gerber and his team have carefully prepared this Meisterklasse, but its success depends, as you know, of course, on your involvement and the unpredictable flow of discourse. Since last year, the Meisterklasse is part of the newly established Cluster of Excellence with the title Cultural Foundations of Integration. The cluster has profoundly transformed the humanities and social science here at the University of Konstanz. It has attracted many visitors from abroad and has funded more than 40 different research projects here in Konstanz. The topic of this Meisterklasse is construction and boundaries. Let me just say a few words about this topic. We know since Georg Simmel that boundaries are not just spatial impediments to the flow of social processes, but to the contrary, they are social constructions couched or coined or phrased in spatial terms. And of course, a boundary is not just a wall against which a movement can be directed. It is also something that challenges our fantasies, our imagination, and that also urges us to cross a boundary. At least to the modern mind, a boundary is always something that has to be transcended by the perspective of those who are inside or outside the boundary. It is definitely not a physical term. Let me now say a few words to our two speakers today and their connection to the idea of construction. When Thomas Ruckmann and his co-author Peter Berger published The Social Construction of Reality more than 40 years ago, its central idea was certainly an intellectual challenge of sorts. It maintained that the structure of reality and our knowledge that we take for granted is in a way reflecting or mirroring everyday social actions, and that it is unintentionally, most times at least, unintentionally produced by the interacting persons. Although the book claimed quite modestly to provide just a Wissenssoziologie in the tradition of Schütz and Plessner, its impact rapidly transcended the disciplinary confines of phenomenology and anthropology. It laid the foundation of what later on was coined social constructivism. Social constructivism ascended to the position of a general creed in the humanities, but as with many other intellectual successes, on its way to the heights of popularity, the original conceptual refinement of Thomas Ruckmann's book was in a way diluted. The phenomenological foundations were sometimes distorted, the challenge was fading away. Today, that's at least, and of course I know that Thomas Ruckmann will not be held responsible for the consequences that his baby that he gave birth to is now generated. Anyway, the social construction of reality is ranked that was decided on the International Congress of Sociology in Montreal as one of the 20 most important and most influential books in sociology in the entire 20th century. And that's really an achievement. Today, its message, while still fresh and appealing, is hardly controversial anymore. If we disregard, of course, that goes without saying, the unwavering positivist diehards who are far from being an endangered species in sociology and political science. Anyway, we are looking forward to listen today to Thomas Ruttmann's theoretical refinements. When John Searle published his construction of social reality, tiny difference, but a lot of consequences, in 1995, he was already one of the most famous contemporary philosophers. His elaboration of the concept of speech acts resonated widely in the humanities and gave rise to a paradigmatic movement that later on was called the performative turn. As some of you will know, this performative turn is at the core of what connects Jeff Alexander's Yale group to my research group here in Konstanz. We are therefore, of course, very excited to meet the scholar whose contributions we admire so long. In many ways, the construction of social reality continues distinctions that we know from the speech act book. But its main concern is an ontology of the social world. Thomas Luckmann aims at a general phenomenological constitution of any kind of reality, including the so-called brute facts, while John Searle focuses on the peculiarities of institutional facts and collective intentionalities in contrast to brute objective facts. This difference will probably be one of the main topics of today's opening session, but you came to listen to them and not to me, and therefore I stop it. Thank you.